This is KTWH LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Community Radio, where it is time for weekly review of relevant, timely, and sometimes inspiring news of our area with reporter Kitty Mayo from the Lake County Press. Greetings, Kitty. How are you this mid-July day, a beautiful but cool for July day?
I'm great. I have picked strawberries, and I get to pick more strawberries, so life is good.
That is great. It's kind of hard to say when is the ultimate day of summer, but I guess you'd have to say it's right around now. We've just had this full moon, and some people are already probably thinking about how long the growing season is going to go with some cool nights.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Kitty, we have an interesting list of stories to cover today. The first one I see has to do with the keeper's view of things up at Split Rock. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, I have a little guest piece here written by Hayes Scriven. Some people know him. He's the manager up at Split Rock Lighthouse. He's technically an employee of the Minnesota Historical Society. He lives there with his family, coolest job in the world. He's an amazing photographer who's been sharing photos with us for several months. And so this week we have him writing about an event that's coming up at the state park. And he is going to be hosting a group of people from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Preservation Society who will be talking about shipwrecks in the Great Lakes. And there's tons of really interesting information that they will be sharing about that. It is also the Split Rock's 112th anniversary, if you can believe that. It's been around for a while. So I encourage people to find out more about that and get signed up for it. It's coming up real soon on the 31st of July.
All right. I see on our list of topics for today something seemingly so relevant, because the need for housing and the issues that affect housing in our North Shore communities have come to the fore, with many people even talking about difficulty of finding housing for their employees. So we have this story on senior housing, a development that's under consideration. I don't know where it stands. I just heard of it yesterday. So can you give us a little bit of insight? People will have to read the full story, I'm sure.
Indeed, I'd love to. You and I could talk for a couple of hours on this one. It's a story that I've been following on the North Shore for 10 years, and it's a story that's been going on longer than that. Shortage of housing in Two Harbors, all throughout Lake County, in various portions thereof, specifically for people over the age of 65, which there's more and more of those folks all the time. Sometimes it's called a silver tsunami that's coming our way in Lake County and in Cook County as well. And also workforce housing. And Thomas Furman is the individual that presented at the Two Harbors City Council meeting recently. And it's a project he's been working on for a long time, for several years, to try and say, how can we bring resources together to bring more senior housing to our community? It's a big need right now, and it's going to get to be more. He called it a dire need, actually, when he was speaking to the council. He's finally got something that looks like things are gaining some momentum. He has interested developers. He calls them niche developers, people who specifically work on construction projects for people who are older. I like to say elders. I think that sounds much more age-friendly. And special accommodations for that. You know, we want housing that we don't have to worry about stairs as much when we're over the age of 65. We want to have some other services hooked up and available and easy to access. So what Tom has been looking at is a multi-use facility. So that would mean other organizations could be housed in that same building. That would be a complex of apartment buildings, for instance. Like Community Partners would be
right.
One example of
Came
that
to mind.
That works with.
Yeah.
Aging in place could still be a thing in apartment buildings as opposed to in single family dwellings, which can have a host of complex issues that make it more difficult to stay at home and live well and live happily and healthily. Lawn maintenance, furnace repairs, cleaning of the facility of your home, all these kind of things that get to be more of a chore as we age. So. And then Tom kind of said, hey, this is kind of a neat idea, guys, because if we build these places and give priority to seniors who already live in Two Harbors, not to say, okay, we're opening the floodgates if we want to move here. Let's say we're going to help people who already are residents,
right,
you know, moving in. Then we're going to open up single family homes.
That
and
was
then
where I, my mind, that was what came to mind, is that the silver tsunami from just within our population of who already is here is challenging enough to deal with. And if those folks are able to get to right-sized housing, it would could open up houses that they don't need to live in anymore because their families are smaller. And this all could be interconnected parts of a bigger solution.
Yeah, and it's really exciting to me to talk about this because we're all getting older. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. But, you know, this will be a need that I have someday as well, that my neighbors will have. We should all be spending some time thinking about how we can make this situation better. Now, the really cool part of this that I'm eating up with a spoon is Tom does not think that this will require any city funding. He's got all kinds of cool ideas, and he feels very optimistic about tax credits through state financing. It's complex. I'm not going to try and explain it. I'm not sure I fully understand it, but he does. Also, probably some grant funding through the IRRRB. And some other tax increment financing, perhaps, if necessary. So that sounds really doable. I really enjoyed hearing that. He asked the city council for two things. He asked them for a land appropriation. I had to look up what that meant. What that means is as a council said, this land that we own is going to be set aside for now, devoted to this specific type of construction. Now, he had three of his favorite possibilities. One of them's up by the fairgrounds, end of the fairgrounds road, the city-owned property. There was two other parcels that I can't remember right now, and then there were some smaller ones as well. And the council said, we're not ready to say we're going to appropriate all of those spaces, so we need to look at how we can do this, use the language appropriately to make this happen. There was one other ask he had, was that the city attorney work with the HRA, the Housing and Redevelopment Authority for the city, to figure out how to do this tax credit or tax increment financing, just to start to work on that, how that's going to go. The city did not take action on either one of those, despite Tom saying, we really need to move fast. Now I suddenly have people interested, and I think if we move quickly, we could actually have construction going by next spring, which is mind-blowing, if you know anything about how long stuff takes.
Well, Kitty, I was told that there was a pending, I haven't seen an announcement, that there is a pending special meeting of the city council in regards to this.
That is correct. So that was the action that was taken, was to set a special city council meeting for Monday. In the interim, the planning commission is meeting today on Thursday to go over the details of this and hopefully bring a proposal forward to have it be voted on Monday. Now, I'm going to mention also this special meeting has two issues, the one we just discussed, as well as talking about land purchase for a liquor store expansion. I don't have the details of which land is being looked at. I know the city has had a special committee working on a land purchase and looking at two different properties, either expanding right where they are and buying more of that block or moving out towards Culver's. And there's been a 11 acres out there for sale forever, which does not have city utilities on it. So I don't know which piece of land that's under discussion. Probably would be hard for me to find out because it sounds like they're actually actively working on a purchase agreement. And what they want to do is set a closing date.
Yep.
So that's going to be discussed on Monday too.
Right. Much of this having been discussed in closed session because of the sensitivity of that. We have appropriation of land for housing development and more real estate. There's a lot of realty going on at the city government level. Kitty, we have to move along, I guess, to Lake County board meetings and news coming out of that. It looks like a waterless boat cleaning station, something that strikes me very, very curious. Can you please explain?
I wish I understood how this works better, but I do know that Katya Gordon covered this at the most recent Lake County meeting. The decision was made by the county board to have at the Silver Bay Marina this waterless boat cleaning station. And so there's like a wet dry vacuum, a blower system, hand tools, lights. What the idea is that you're getting the extra water out of your boat. So it's not hosing it down so much as removing water that is from the lake that could be carrying invasive species of plants or animals into a different waterway. So that's the idea behind that. The decision was made for that to be housed there.
Okay. So you'd be returning water from the watershed you were just boating in. So theoretically, not exacerbating any problems. I'm just thinking from an ecological point of view.
Exactly. And then there's just one other note. Yeah. And there's one other note that I just wanted to make that should be of interest to people in Lake County at that same board meeting. The board moved to appoint Nathan Stadler, the chief deputy sheriff, to act as the interim sheriff. Our esteemed Sheriff Kerry Johnson retired on June 30th. So Nathan is now our interim chief.
All right. Is the full-time replacement to be elected this fall?
Correct. That is correct. My understanding right now is that we do not have any contested sheriffs to be elected in the primaries, but that there will be at least one person on the ballot this fall.
So this is a temporary position. All right, Kitty. And I see finally in the inspiring local news, Northern Lights Concerto competition winners are going to be performing at the historic Hibbing High School Auditorium. Who do we have in that mix from Lake County?
Oh, we have the young, talented, kind, and wonderful Eddie Ojard.
All right, Eddie.
He has been, Eddie. So, Eddie was selected as one of the competition winners from the Northern Lights Concerto competition, and there's going to be a performance at the Hibbing High School on July 24th at 7 o'clock. If anyone's interested, you can also check it out online, www.northernlightsmusic.org. And even if you can't make it up to Hibbing, I think it's pretty exciting to find out that Eddie has advanced to this level.
Indeed. I wonder if there's any streaming rendition of that that's out there. Well, probably. These days, almost everything is live streamed as well. But we have no information on that, do we? Yes, and apparently the Hibbing High School Auditorium is something to behold. I've never had the pleasure. Thanks so much,
Neither
Kitty.
Have I.
I am thinking there may be any other note that we didn't get to that you'd like to share with listeners about what's in print in the Lake County Press this week.
You know what? There's always more to this story, but we'll save it for next week, Leo.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us again today, Kitty. And I appreciate your patience and indulgence on the sometimes messy process of making radio.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Kitty Mayo, reporter with the Lake County Press. This is KTWH, streaming live at ktwh.org.